Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for March 25th.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is 86, spelled as two hyphenated words, E-I-G-H-T-Y hyphen S-I-X. 86 is a verb. It's an informal word that means to eject, dismiss, or remove someone. It's usually used in the context of banning or refusing to serve a customer, but it can also refer to rejecting, discontinuing, or removing something in general. Here's the word used in a sentence from 7 Days by Ryan Miller. There are occasional scuffles and a dozen or so ne'er-do-wells who have been permanently 86'd. But ultimately, the last stop is a home away from home, a playful, non-hierarchical joint you roll into for a $3.50 pint of Bud Light and an easy conversation with the dude sitting next to you. If you work in a restaurant or bar, you might 86 or eliminate a menu item when you run out of it, or you might 86 or cut off a customer who should no longer be served. 86 is still used in this specific context, but it has also entered the general language. These days, you don't have to be a worker in a restaurant or bar to 86 something. You just have to have something to get rid of or discard. There are many popular but unsubstantiated theories about the origin of 86. The explanation judged most probable, according to Merriam-Webster's research, is that the word was created as a rhyming slang word for nix, N-I-X, which means to veto or reject. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.